103.7 The Beat, Monday Morning Inspirations. Pastor Chris Murray back with you. I have a special guest that's in the studio with me this morning, and I'm glad someone's here because I'm normally here all by myself. I've got Joy Winans.
Good morning.
Good morning, Joy.
How are you?
You look like a Winans. You have Winans teeth and Winans cheekbones and just all Winans.
I can't help it. I can't help it.
Oh, my goodness. Listen, you guys, she walked in and I said, it's a Winans. How are you
Without
today?
Without a word. I am great. I am great. How
wonderful.
Are you?
I'm wonderful.
Good.
Absolutely.
I'm happy to be here.
I'm glad you're here. Now, what's going on? What brings you to Muskegon?
What brings me to Muskegon? One of my favorite guys in the entire world, TJ Williams, who is from here, had the grand idea of, he loves giving back to his community.
That's attorney TJ Williams, right?
Yes, it is. I'm sorry. I'm so sorry. Attorney TJ Williams. He loves his home. He loves where he comes from, and he loves the churches here. And so he had the idea to start a fund that would benefit all of the churches around the community. If ever anything happened and you were not financially able to take care of it yourself, there would be a fund that you could dip into and get things going with your church. And so we thought to kick it off, we'd have a concert.
Concert.
And we thought none other. Why not?
Wait. Don't tell me.
What?
A Winans. I'm spiritual. You know, I
let him use you.
Hallelujah.
Let him use you. So we did. We thought about a Winans, and I love my Auntie Cece. I do. She's like a second mom to me. And so when we approached her with the idea, she was so gracious and so happy to do it.
Wow.
So she is coming January 10th.
January 10th.
To the Froenthal Theater.
Okay.
7:30 p.m. Tickets are on sale.
Wonderful.
And it's going to be a great event because it won't just be her.
Mm-hmm.
It will be the community.
Absolutely.
It's called Building the Community by Faith.
Mm-hmm.
So there will be Nate's... acts like Nate Glasper, who's from Muskegon, grew up here. Wonderful, wonderful worship leader. There will be Miss Tish Williams from Church of the Living God and Friends. So I've heard them sing. They're amazing.
Wonderful.
There will be a community choir put together by Pastor Joe Lane.
Pastor Joe Lane.
Yes,
Joe,
if
you're listening, man, we're giving you a shout out, buddy.
Absolutely. And then there will be some other things that we're working on.
Wonderful.
We're also going to hold an audition for someone to open up for Cece.
Really?
Yes. Could you be that someone?
How great thou art.
I think you might have a shot.
How great.
Yes. Yes.
Thou art.
You know you can sing.
The Bible says your gift will make room for you and bring you before. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.
Praise him. I love it.
Wow, that's wonderful. That's great that we are going to bring Cece, that you're going to bring Cece to Muskegon. That is absolutely wonderful.
She's very excited to be here too.
Oh, that is
because
great.
Her grandfather, my great grandfather, Carvin Winans, was actually the founder of Holy Trinity.
Wow, Bishop Wells.
Yes.
Wow.
The church here. And so we have some legacy here.
Wow.
And I don't think that Auntie Cece's ever been.
Mm.
So it's going to be a nice situation.
That should be wonderful.
Yeah.
Now we had Karen here. Actually, Bishop Wells had Karen here during the summer, right close to the end of the summer.
Okay.
Karen Clark Shear, the comparable Karen Clark Shear was here. And now we get to bring... Miss Alabaster Box.
Ah, yes.
Herself.
That song blesses me. I told her.
Cece Winans is coming to Muskegon.
January 10th.
And we are going to make sure that you all get an opportunity to see Miss Cece. This is a community event, right?
So, absolutely.
So we need everybody.
Everybody.
Everybody to be there. You know what? I want to come back. I want to come back with a little more from Joy so she can give us some more information.
Amen.
On our community event on January the 10th.
Praise Are you Shakespeare Lord. Right now?
I am Shakespeare. And to use my Shakespearean accent, I tried to be a man of many talents.
I see.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
So we'll come back, but we're going to get into some, how about some CC Winans?
Oh, well, I love it.
All right. Keep it locked, 103.7 The Beat. CC Winans, it's gonna be all right. We are live in the studio with Joy Winans, CC's niece, and she is promoting a wonderful concert.
Yes, yes.
On January the 10th, where they're gonna bring CC to Muskegon at the Frauenthal. Oh my goodness, I'm so excited about that.
Me too.
Now, I gotta ask you this.
Yes.
I have to ask you this. Yes. You know, when it comes down to famous families, how was it growing up a whining?
Crazy, dysfunctional, oh, like everybody else. But my grandfather, he had three principles. Mm-hmm. It was a holiness, family, and music. Mm-hmm. And we went to church all the time. Whether we wanted to or not.
Amen.
Which may train up a child in the way they should go.
Get up and
now
go to
that
church.
I'm older and, you know, out of school and I've got a master's, I didn't lose my mind. So right. I appreciate now the way that my parents raised me then. And family. Family was always first.
Because it's a lot of y'all.
It's a lot of us.
And how many kids? Is it 10?
There's 10 kids. 10. My grandma, Jesus. Whew, she had 10. 7 boys straight and then 3 girls. And so, and then there's about 26 or 27 grandkids. Oh. I'm the oldest niece. And okay. And there's only 7 girls. So it's a very male heavy family.
Wow.
Yeah.
Testosterone laden. Where laden. Is the estrogen?
That was amazing.
Oh my goodness.
That was amazing.
Wow. So now do you have you inherited the musical gene?
I will say this. I can sing. Mm-hmm. It's not what I love to do. Right. It's not my passion. Mm-hmm. I've always loved acting. I've always loved theater. Mm-hmm. So I do sing when it comes to that. You won't catch me on a CD. Right. You know, I sing at church in praise and worship. Uh-huh. I love the Lord. But other than that.
So you love acting. So.
I do. So. Absolutely. I got my BFA in theater and then I went to CalArts.
Wow.
Which is one of the top 5 schools in the country for theater. Nice. Built by Walt Disney. Loved my experience there. And I got my MFA there.
So as an actress, can you do impersonations?
I can do craziness. That's what I can do. I love Shakespeare, though.
Really?
I do.
You can do James Fire, you know, James Fortune. You know, the Lord is always, you know, James is always talking like this on his on his CDs, and
you won't get me. I don't want to meet him, and he be like, "I heard you. I heard you were talking about."
I swear, you can bring Brandon Mack out. I swear. Come on here. Who you fooling with?
I love it. I love you. Yeah. I think you are hilarious.
We are so excited. We're excited about, I'm telling you, Joy, it's a joy. As you can tell, I'm just excited because someone is talking to me in the early morning hours.
You don't get many visitors?
You know, no, you know, on a Monday morning, you know, where people are just kind of like,
yeah.
You know, and this is the only time I'm in the studio, you know, it's Monday morning inspiration. So a lot
we
of times.
We need you, though.
Well, I like.
We need you.
I like this. I do. I'm
Who
enjoying.
Else will inspire us on Monday morning when we're getting back into the swing of things?
Oh, Joy.
If you're not here.
Joy.
What would we do?
Are you going back to L.A.?
Absolutely. It's too cold.
Well, it's going to be 60 degrees today.
People say that here as if that is something.
It is.
My soon-to-be brother-in-law, John Jewett, who I've been staying with, him and his wife, who's going to be my sister, Joy, love them. And he gets up, it was yesterday, talking about, ooh, it's going to be 57. I said, you say that as if that's warm.
It's
not warm.
You're from Detroit.
I am from Detroit, 23 years. And the moment I was in L.A. and walked outside on Christmas at 77 degrees, I said, well, the Lord is here.
Oh, my goodness. Now the Lord is in California.
Oh, absolutely.
He's no longer resides.
He does.
In Michigan.
But he doesn't come out too often because it's so cold.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness. Joy,
I know.
Tell us again what's happening.
I know.
January 10th.
January 10th, Cece Winans will be in town at the Froenthal Theater, first time ever in Muskegon. She's super excited. It will be a community event. There will be a community choir done by Pastor Joe Lane. Amazing music. You will come and see your people on the stage. So that's just, in and of itself, I think, amazing. Nate Glasper will be there.
Nate.
Tish Williams and Friends will be there.
And the Friends.
Come out and support your people. There will be an audition for maybe you to open up for Cece Winans that night. January 10th, 7:30 p.m. at the Froenthal Theater. Tickets are on sale and for a limited time, so you want to get your tickets soon. Go to startickets.com and put in the promotional code WWJD to get $5 off of any ticket you purchase.
Go to startickets.com
and you will get $5 off of any ticket you purchase. Put in the promotional code WWJD.
So all of you who don't know, just it's the acronym for What Would Jesus Do? Now, I want to throw this in. Because all of you guys that are going to audition, make sure that when you audition that you don't bring your shower voice. There's a difference in shower singing.
There is.
You know,
there
I mean,
is.
And we applaud everyone who loves to sing for the Lord.
Absolutely.
We applaud you. But we want to make sure that we put on the stage a product. Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord.
That's marketable.
Absolutely.
Joy.
Absolutely.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Taking time to come out and chat with little Chris, Pastor Chris
Murray.
Oh, please.
It's an honor. I appreciate you.
You all should see these Winans' cheekbones. I'm telling you. Oh, my goodness. I don't know if it's Cece or Angie or Debbie or.
I know. It's very scary.
Oh, my goodness. Wow. Thank you so much for coming by.
Thank you for having me.
And we're gonna have you back, definitely.
I look forward to it.
Before the 10th. We're going to give away two tickets, too. We're going to make sure that we have some tickets. We're going to give those away.
Absolutely.
So that us as a community, Muskegon County as a community, we are going to put the devil to shame. We are going to show that regardless of denomination, I don't care if we're Baptist, Church of God in Christ, Pentecostal, Apostolic, Church of God, it does not matter.
Does not matter.
We are all in this together.
Together, absolutely.
And we, oh my goodness, you all, I am looking at a picture. Is this?
That's Auntie Debbie and that's me.
Oh my goodness, she showed me a picture with her Auntie Debbie. What? Oh my Lord. You
it's
all should see
scary.
These teeth.
My grandmother just looked at that and said, Jesus, y'all do look alike.
You know what? I'm glad this was not in the biblical days. Because, you know, in the biblical days, it wasn't nothing for a brother or sister to hook up. Praise God that that we don't do that. That's nasty.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
That we have moved away from
but
that.
But when you see this picture, it's... This is scary.
Yeah, it's scary.
Wow.
It's very scary. Yeah. My grandfather got me confused one time. And
oh,
I saw
my goodness.
How disappointed he was when he realized it wasn't his daughter. He said, Debbie, baby, when'd you get home?
That sound like...
Oh, baby.
That sound like Isaac when he was
God.
Blind. And Isaac and Jacob came in acting like he was Esau. And is this it? No, this Esau...
Mm-hmm.
Oh my goodness. Wow.
Yeah.
We are so excited. We can't wait to have you back.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
We're going to push this. We're going to push it. Just like we push everything in Muskegon, you guys. We want to lift up our city. We know we're in a smaller city, but God is still here. God can still bless us. God can still keep us. Amen. God can still carry us through.
Absolutely.
And so we're excited about what God is going to do through us.
Yes.
He's going to do it through us. Thank you, Joy.
Thank you.
We're going to get back into some good gospel music. And don't forget, I'm still looking for some singers. I'm going to give away this Tamela Mann CD before I leave today and go get me some breakfast. Praise the Lord. This is Monday Morning Inspiration, 103.7 The Beat. I think I want to play my song, Pastor Chris Murray, It's a Good Day.